Let's jump into the studio with Jefferson White as Fifth Beatle, Ramon Garcia behind the board, a special appearance by DJ Leela. Let's meet Justin Evan Thompson, Gabrielle Louise, and musicians.
This song has some Albuquerque scenery in it, huh?
Yeah, it does. This song is kind of about how I used to feel about Albuquerque, and actually it's about feeling like you can't accomplish anything in life until you leave, and then as soon as you leave, you feel like you just want to go right back. It's the only place you can accomplish something is home. So this song's called The Mountain River. I'm here with Gabrielle Louise, Paul Hunton, and John McMillan, and I'm Justin Evan Thompson. All right, here we go, Mountain River.
I may have climbed this mountain only to find I left my home down in the valley where the cottonwoods grow and the river gently winds. And I might walk down this mountain only to find that she's standing right behind me, leave me staggering, tempted, longing to get high. And oh, that I may, and oh, that I might. And now my boots are sprouting roots, my heart is growing wings, and there's a suitcase in the attic, and all around me are angels playing harps with no strings. It's like the coin I tossed so long ago, hanging on the breeze, and while heads is chasing tails, I'm chopping roots and I'm clipping wings. You may see me crying, or you might just hear me sing. You may see me crying, or you might just hear me sing. Now the love I found so long ago stands in front of me like a holy apparition, like a mountain, like the river, like the roots, like the beaten wings. Now you may see me crying, or you might just hear me sing. You may see me crying, or you might just hear me sing. You may see me crying, or you might just hear me sing.
All right, so that was The Mountain River. I think next we're going to do a song called The Wave that talks about kind of how life gives you second chances and sometimes, like, will pick you up and throw you back into a time that you thought you'd left behind and suddenly find yourself in again and kind of reliving a past moment.
When space and time crash in on themselves like a roaring, rushing wave, and you hold on tight until you find that today has been replaced with yesterday, you may find yourself in a place you once were, place you never meant to stay. You may find yourself like a second chance that is washed up upon the bank. The sun may rise in the west where it fell, or set in the east tonight. And love once lost is love not yet found, like an unopened letter, like an unfought fight. You may find yourself with the one you once loved in a place you once loved. Like an unopened letter, like a sun that has traveled from west to east, and the wave will bring you home. Yeah, the wave did bring me home. Yeah, the wave did bring me. And at last returns, lingers in familiar wings. When the east wind blows through her long black hair, every ghost has an anthem to sing. You may find yourself with the one you once loved in a place you once loved to be. You may find yourself like an unopened letter, like a sun that has traveled from west to east, and the wave will bring you home. Yeah, the wave did bring me home. Yeah, the wave did bring.
All right, that was Mr. John McMillan on bass, Paul Hunton on guitar, Miss Gabrielle Louise, and I'm Justin Thompson. I think we're going to do this next one is a song I wrote called I Am. It's on Hymns for Manchild, and it's kind of when I was first getting into like Eastern thought, and so it's funny, I started doing an Om solo in the middle of the song for shows, and people liked it quite a bit, so I kind of kept it in there. And, all right, so here it is. It's called I Am. And I am. And I'm recklessness. I cut down all the trees to see the sky, and I'm restraint. I grew out my hair to cover my eyes, and I am freedom. I'm a flame put to a flag, and I am judgment. I'm a loaded gun and a loaded hand. I am. Oh, I am. And I am. I am the players. I am the stage. I am the bird. I am the cage. I am the bird, Lord. I am the king.
and I am lone than this transistor radio. And I'm a frequency, sometimes high, sometimes low. And I'm the speech that's spoken in between words. And I am silence, I'm the echoed song of a mockingbird, of a mockingbird. I am why. I am the players, I am the stage, I am the bird, I am the cage, I am the bird lord, and I am the cage. I'm three sheets in the wind. And I'm strength, I'm a toothless grin, I'm a busted chin. And I'm forever before never came around. And I'm always lost and always found. But I am wild.
Holy Ohm solo.
We're catching the two of you, and we're talking right now to Justin Evan Thompson and Gabrielle Louise, two distinctly different songwriters who've worked together off and on. We're catching both of you at interesting times. Gabrielle Louise is about to record a bunch of new music, and Justin Evan Thompson is sort of ending a chapter with a debut. As a songwriter, can you, Justin, first let us in on what's led you up to this point?
Sure. I've written songs since I was a teenager, and wasn't till I was probably 20 years old I started performing these songs, and then playing with bands around Albuquerque. I played with a number of different ones, but I just decided pretty recently to collect these songs, some of my favorite ones, and do a solo record and just see how it went. And I met Matthew Tobias, who produced and recorded the record over at Empty House Studios. And I met him at one of my shows, and he told me about his studio and what he does. And so we initially went in, I was just going to just start recording a few songs and see what happened. And then I started to like really get a clear picture of a collection of songs that were cohesive. And it occurred to me I wanted to make Hymns for Manchild, and that the name came just that easily too. And it just it's a collection of about 10 years worth of songs, and it's come at a good time because my writing has really started to develop in a different way. And I stand by all these songs, I love them, but it's definitely changing. So I'm glad I collected them all and put them on a record.
And on the record, we're hearing the same musicians plus a few others that we're hearing tonight.
Right. Yep.
And this includes a co-write that you did with
yep,
Gabrielle.
Wildflowers, which actually turned out to be, I think, one of my favorite tracks on the record. It's probably the most subdued track on the record, but it's definitely, I don't know, it's got a certain feel to it that's sort of out of place with the rest of the songs, but somehow has its place within the collection too.
Now, the collection also has two spiritual/topical/political songs in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about who is the fat man in the gold suit? It's not Elvis.
It's not Elvis. No, no. The idea came to me when I happened to be listening to one of the, you know, pundits on the radio. I won't say any names, but... I just kept picturing this, like, fat man in a golden suit was just like, you know, this is the guy, I guess I made a caricature, something that I could, like, you know, throw all this energy at in this song. So I, you know, the image stuck in my head and I couldn't get around it. I had to write around the image of the fat man in the golden suit.
Now, we heard, and you opened with a song about Albuquerque that's partly about leaving and coming back.
Right.
Now, Gabriel Luis is, you know, if we look you up online, you're probably listed as a Colorado singer-songwriter. But as it happens, you have some experience in New Mexico, and particularly in the town of Las Vegas. So we've decided to bring a ringer in to tell stories out of school about Gabriel Luis. I'm joined now by DJ Leela, your Tuesday Freeform host. And DJ Leela has a little bit of history with you that you may not know about.
It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. I was 14, I think, at the time when you were rolling through town, Las Vegas, New Mexico, that is, with David Reinhardt, and you played at the tiny little cafe, Traveler's Cafe, where they remove the chairs and seats and tables to put up a performance space. And we were hanging out before the show, and your dress was really wrinkled. And my dad has a clothing store there on the plaza, and so I ran down to the store, and I just felt really proud of my little 14-year-old self. I was steaming the dress of the star of the evening, as it were. And
that was so sweet of you.
I can't wait to see you again. So it's just one of those things that happens working here at KUNM and volunteering. I get to come and be a part of moments like this.
Yes, oh. She looked at the poster and went, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I have your autograph.
It's so lovely to cross paths again. Yay.
Now, you're co-writing, but this is not a typical thing that we're going to be able to see the two of you sharing a bill. This is not exactly the trajectory. So this is something special that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
And as I said, this is landing just before both of you start new projects. Now, Justin, you had said, and you said during the performance that it's almost like you needed to get these songs down to sort of draw a line between mm-hmm. that and what's coming.
Right, yeah. I'm going to do a new number I just wrote at the show. And I think it's just got a different feel. I feel like, I don't know if it was recording the stuff that like kind of made me feel like I was released to try new stuff. And I don't know if it's the fact that Gabrielle and I have been playing and writing together, but I feel like a freshness. You know, I actually just got the hard copies. We just finished the final steps. The thing took about a year to do. Hymns for Man Child took about a year to finish. A lot of it because we were touring around and playing. But yeah, as soon as I got the hard copies, I just felt like this like freshness, like I can move forward, and I can't wait for the new material that's going to come out. I might record some older songs that I didn't get on this record, but I'm ready to kind of push forward and see where I'm going now.
How exciting.
What is the difference in sound? I mean, because what the sound on this album, I mean, there are points where it's really kind of burly Americana, but then you shift pretty radically from song to song. So what is the sound that's developing in your head? At least if this whole project, this album, was about you being in command of the studio as well.
I think I'd like to just... I mean, I don't think the subject matter needs to change or anything like that. I think just my approach to songwriting in general. Like, those songs kind of came out of me pretty, you know, all at once. A lot of the songs I wrote in a single shot. And so I guess it was like I really felt like I had something to say with those songs. And so I didn't put a lot of, like, care and tenderness into arrangement and stuff like that. I really just, like... You know, and that's why I chose the folk Americana platform, is because it's just, you can really just hammer away at an idea and be poetic. You know, it's, and also I'm starting to really explore singing. I feel like I was a poet who was trying to sing and make these songs come to life, you know. And I think just a lot of experience playing out now and being in the studio, and things have just changed. I feel like I can apply that to my writing now.
Now, Gabrielle, you are about to go, and we're about to hear one of your new songs, unrecorded songs. But when I hear your latest record, I'm hearing a lot of jazz effect, and you even do some two jazz songs that you wrote yourself. To me, they're jazz songs. What sort of direction are you looking at taking as a lyricist? Because the record that we have is slightly confessional, I would think.
Yeah.
And rough, emotionally rough, but beautiful to listen to. So where's the next chapter for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I feel
a little bit more like, you know, having had a number of shots at it in the studio that I almost wish I could sweep under the rug in my deep past. This last record I finally felt really pretty proud of, and it was the last 3 years that I've been selling it at shows, and I never really did get it together to like properly give it a promotional budget or life or anything like that, but I finally did feel like selling it at my shows, it was something that I could stand by artistically, and I am hiring all of the exact same musicians and the same engineer, and I'm doing a new body of songwriting, of course, but I'm actually in a place where I want to recreate the same type of earnest atmosphere that I felt like I had access to when I recorded The Bird in My Chest. I'm interested in being really visible on my recordings. If that makes sense.
What Satan saw when he looked in the cradle.
The newborn baby. Yeah, when Satan saw inside the cradle, smoothed out his furrowed brow, that even he couldn't deny the splendor of the universe and the glory of life. So I'm very excited to be going to New York, and so that's why this concert upcoming at the Outpost is going to be fun for Justin and I, because then we're going to be spending a little bit of time apart. We won't be in the same geographical location to do another double bill concert like this for a while. So this song, I suppose, is kind of like a modern-day message in a bottle. I was thinking about it the other day, and that's what it seems like. Today's message in the bottle is on the radio, I think. So it's called If the Static Clears. I'm getting ready to head into the recording studio at the end of this month out in New York City and track a whole bunch of new songs. And I'm toying around with the idea of naming the project after this song. So calling the whole new CD If the Static Clears.
He's got it figured out. He thinks he's got it pegged. I'm someone he can do without. If there's static in his head, he seems to have it all worked out. But most nights are the same. He'll bolt and lock his tired heart. Forget about the way we made the day roll by so easy. And maybe we are a storm. so easy.
That is Gabrielle Louise, along with Justin Evan Thompson, John McMillan on bass, Paul Hunton on the electric guitar. Many thanks to you. Many thanks to Ramon Garcia, Jalila Arthur, Jefferson White, and these players.